Friends, welcome back to our subject, world-class manufacturing. And now, we are going to the last chapter. And that is chapter number 16, cost of quality. Cost of quality is very important in our business. Because in our business, we were only concerned about balance sheet, profit and loss. But were we taking care of the cost for making quality or for not making quality, for creating rework, for creating scrap, we are wasting money. We were never considering that cost. Now, in world-class manufacturing, we have done all those things like just-in-time, poka-yoke and all that. And now we will consider the importance of cost of quality. Cost of making quality and cost of not making quality. Both the things we will discuss. Very, very important subject. In process improvement efforts, quality costs or cost of quality is a means to quantify the total cost of quality related effort. We make quality by using capable machines, by using poka-yoke. All these quality improvement efforts, quality deficiencies, there is a cost. When we make scrap, there is a cost. There is a money which we lose. When we make rework, money we lose. And we do non-value-added operations. That's a cost. It was first described by Armand V. Feigenbaum in a 1956 Harvard Business Review article. He understood that in a business, quality-related costs also must be accounted. For quality, cost for making quality, and cost for creating scrap, creating rework, warranty costs, this also must be considered. Mr. Feigenbaum was the first person to understand this. Prior to its introduction, the general perception was that higher quality requires higher costs. Even now some people feel that if I have to make a higher quality, I have to spend more money. But Mr. Crosby said that no, quality is free. First time he said, quality is free. Perception earlier was that higher quality requires higher costs, either by buying better materials or better machines or by hiring more labor. So, even sometimes back when I was giving a lecture, people were arguing that more quality needs more money. Actually, I am going to prove to you today that it is not correct. Furthermore, while cost accounting had evolved to categorize financial transactions into revenues, expenses, what we were doing, what are the expenses, what are the revenues, we were calculating break even, everything we were doing, and changes in shareholder equity, it had not attempted to categorize cost relevant to quality. Earlier, everything was being done, but cost of quality was never accounted by financial people. By classifying quality related entries from a company's general ledger, management and quality practitioners can evaluate investments in quality based on cost. How much investment we must do so that we will make better quality. Customer can be satisfied. We can make world class quality. What investments we have to do, that also has a cost. Cost for making quality. And based on cost improvement and profit enhancement, the central theme of quality improvement is that larger investment in prevention drive, even larger savings in quality related failures and appraisal efforts. We should save the appraisal cost. We should save the warranty returns cost. And we should invest more and more. We should invest more and more in prevention, right? Prevention is better than cure. they say. Prevention of defects. Prevention of rework. We must do prevention more than rework. So, quality cost takes care of all this. When confronted with mounting number of defects, they were producing and producing and producing, and inspection people were telling us that, look, your scrap percentage is going up, your rework percentage is going up. Then we were taking some actions. Mounting defects, organizations typically react by throwing more and more people in the inspection. In our career, this has happened. We have put more and more inspection for sorting out the parts 100% in good and bad parts. But we never understood that quality has to be produced at source. Now we understand. But inspection is never completely effective. Even if we do 100% checking three times, we have seen that some defects move to the customer. Customer does find defects in spite of 300% inspection. That is what our experience is. So, 100% inspection is not the way to produce quality. We learnt it by our experience. Appraisal cost stay high. Failure cost stay high. The only way out of the predicament is to establish the right amount of prevention, right amount of quality at source, right amount of supplier quality. It depends on that. Definition of cost of quality, COQ. It is a term that is widely used and widely misunderstood also. The cost of quality is not the price of creating a quality product. It is the cost of creating the quality plus not creating the quality. It's the cost of not creating the quality product or service. Every time work is redone, whenever we repair a defective part, we do not increase the value of it. In fact, while repairing the part, we may damage the part also. We may reduce the roundness of the part, straightness of the part. So, rework does not increase the value of the part. In fact, rework decreases the value of the part also. Every time rework is done, the cost of quality increases. Obvious examples include the reworking of a manufactured item. Just now I was telling, by reworking of the item, sometimes the item becomes bad. The retesting of an assembly is a non-value addition operation, waste of money. The rebuilding of a tool, the correction is all waste of money. Cost of good quality and cost of poor quality. When I say cost of quality, it has two things. One is cost of good quality and cost of poor quality. Cost of good quality is the money what we spend in making the part good. Prevention. That is the cost of good quality. And what is the cost of poor quality? Cost of poor quality is money wasted in scrap, money wasted in repair, money wasted in warranty returns, customer complaint, dissatisfaction of the customer, customer leaves our organization. All this is a big cost, cost of poor quality. At the highest level, there are two different terms in the cost of quality. The cost of good quality, COGQ, and cost of poor quality, COPQ. We must understand COGQ and COPQ and know that equation is COQ is equal to COGQ plus COPQ. And both of them we must see. COQ equal to COGQ plus COPQ. Let us start with the cost of poor quality, because that is the thing which dissatisfies my customer. And my customer focus says that in cost of quality, first look at COPQ, cost of poor quality. These are the traditional quality costs. Companies measure. Examples would be scrap, which I have to throw it out. I cannot rework it. I cannot make it okay. It is not as per specification. It is not as per engineering as well as customer specification. I have to throw it out. Scrap, then rework and return materials by customer. Look, I have sent a lot to customer and customer becomes so angry that he has returned a lot to me. It is very, 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 very hurting, painful that customer has returned my lot. It is not only cost in money, but it is the cost of customer dissatisfaction. A very, very painful thing for me. In my life, if something was very painful, it was that customer has returned my parts because my parts were not acceptable to him. It's a very, very painful thing. To give this part of the equation more structure, we think of poor quality costs as having two different terms. Internal failure cost, scrap, which I find out inside my house. Rework is a defect which I found inside my house. And that is internal failure cost, IFC, and external failure cost. Means I have sent something to customer and customer finds that it is defective. It is very painful for me. External failure cost. Thereby, I not only lose money, but I lose my customer. I lose confidence of my customer. What Robert Bosch was telling me, when I was a child, I learned. He says that I sell a component and customer finds that it is of an inferior quality. He says, this is the most painful and unbearable thought in my mind that I make something and sell and customer finds that it is of a bad quality. So he says, I will put all my efforts. I will put lot of money just to ensure that I don't lose confidence of the customer. I will never lose confidence of the customer. For that I am ready to do anything. That is what he has taught me. And I have worked on that principle. Customer cannot find my defective part. Whatever I want to do, I will do it internally. But customer finding my defective part is something unbearable to me. This can be understood by the following equation. COPQ equal to IFC plus EFC, internal failure cost plus external failure cost, where IFC is scrap plus rework. Very clear. And EFC is return product costs, warranty costs. I have to give the warranty replacement also to them. That is a cost. And product recall costs. For example, a company has called back 50,000 cars because the steering was not okay in that. Or Nokia has called back so many mobiles because the battery in that has exploded. This is a big cost. External failure cost. Not only money, but I lose customers. I lose confidence of customers. So if you ask me, other than the figures of money, I give importance to the loss of customers' confidence. And I will never do that. When it comes to the cost of good quality, these are the costs that are much less likely to be measured by a company. Generally, these are the costs companies incur to ensure that they are producing quality products. I invest into machines, better capable machines. I invest into better instruments so that I am able to find my defects on my own operation. I invest in Pokayoke. I invest in self-inspection. I invest in training. I invest in so many things so that whatever I produce is of good quality. That is cost of good quality. And cost of poor quality was scrap, rework, warranty returns, warranty replacements. Again, we break the cost of good quality into two different attempts. Appraisal costs. What is appraisal? Inspection. And prevention cost. Historical view of COP. COQ. Historically, business managers have assumed that increased quality is accompanied by increased cost. Higher quality meant higher cost. This concept was questioned by quality pioneers like Juran and Feigenbaum. Historical view of COQ. Juran examined economics of quality and concluded the benefits outweigh the cost. He says that you put money in quality. Whatever money, it will be recovered. Customer will give you all that. See that customer gets only good parts. Juran said that whatever you make, which is other than the specifications, your deviation from the specification, it affects not only customer, but it affects community as a whole. That is what he has proved. Feigenbaum introduced total quality control and developed the principles that quality is everyone's job. Thus expanding the notion of quality cost beyond the manufacturing function. In 1979, Crosby introduced the new popular concept that quality is free. He says, whatever you money you will put in quality, assurance of quality, all will come back, resulting into quality is free. Don't feel that I have to make quality and for that I have to spend more money. No, quality is free. At the end of the day, you don't have to spend even single paisa effectively for making a quality. Because all that money will come back to you. Three different views held by the management. Higher quality means higher cost. Just now I said. Then the cost of improving quality is less than the resultant savings. People were feeling all these wrong notions. Quality costs are those incurred in excess of those that would have been incurred in product were built or service performed exactly right the first time. Visible costs. Look at this. Only 1/7 of the thing is visible for me and 6/7 is down in the water. Visible costs are very small. Scrap, rework and warranty costs. Hidden costs. What are hidden costs? Conversion efficiency of materials, inadequate resource utilization, excessive use of material, cost of redesign and re-inspection, cost of resolving customer complaints, lost customer. What I was telling, I am feeling very painful if my customer goes away from me. I can't lose my customer. I must retain all my customers and high inventory. Look at this iceberg where more than 6/7 of the iceberg is drowned in the water. So look at this hidden cost. So high, I must not incur into this hidden cost. I must save these costs. Categories of quality costs are quality of conformance, that is cost of good quality, and quality of non-conformance, that is cost of poor quality. And quality of conformance is prevention and appraisal. Appraisal, in my opinion, appraisal is a non-value-adding operation. But appraisal ensures that customer does not get bad parts. That I am able to detect detectability of my defects inside my house is ensured by appraisal. But that also is a cost which I must reduce by inspection at source, by Pokayoke, by capable machines. I must see that appraisal costs are low. Though appraisal is sometimes required, but appraisal is a non-value adding activity. We must understand and reduce the money spent in inspection and appraisal. But we can spend more money in prevention of defects, that is investing in more capable machines, investing in more capable instruments and so on. But cost of non-conformance, that is internal failure and external failure, must be zero. External failure is painful. I cannot send even one defective part to the customer. That is very unbearable thought in my mind. So external failure cost must be zero. Internal failure cost must be zero. Appraisal cost must be zero. Prevention cost can be there. I can invest in prevention of cost. That is not painful to me. But what is painful to me is customer is saying that my product is inferior. That is the unbearable thought in my mind. Cost of quality, cost of conformance and cost of non-conformance. Prevention cost. Prevention costs are associated with design. Make a better design. Design for Six Sigma. DFSS. DMADV. Do that. Design, implementation, maintenance and planning prior to actual operation, like pilot trials, in order to avoid defects from happening. The emphasis is on prevention of defects in order to reduce the probability of producing defective. We create such capable machines that there is no probability of producing any defects. Six Sigma is targeting towards that. That we produce only 3.4 defects per million opportunities. Prevention. Activities associated with prevention costs. Market research, quality training programs, contract review. Contract review is a very important thing. When we receive a purchase order, we must review that contract. What customer wants, what capabilities do we have? Can we produce defect-free components? Design review, field trials, supplier evaluation, process plan review, process capability review. Design and manufacture of jigs and fixtures, okay. Preventive checks and maintenance. So many things are giving you prevention of defects. Appraisal costs are spent to detect defects, to assure conformance to quality standards. There also we must invest. Capable machines, gauges, repeatability and reproducibility of gauges. Capability of the gauges must be very good. Otherwise, we will make errors. The appraisal costs are focused on the discovery of defects rather than prevention of defects. So, we must improve our processes so that they produce only 3.4 defects per million opportunities. And then, whatever inspection we do, we should do with the gauges which are very capable. Appraisal cost. Appraisal cost should be as low as possible. If we produce 100%, there is no need to inspect. If we guarantee the quality at source, we need not inspect. So, we have to balance all this. Internal failure cost occurs when results of work fail to reach designated quality and are detected before transfer to the customer takes place. External failure costs occur when the product or service from a process fails to reach designated quality and are detected not in-house, but they are detected by the customer. Very, very painful. That I failed. The thought, unbearable thought is, I failed in detecting the quality in my house. I failed in producing the quality on my machine. I failed in that. That is a painful thought in my mind. Activities associated with external failure cost, processing and investigation of customer complaint, repair, replacement of sold goods. I have to sometimes replace, which is a big cost to me. If customer sends back 1,000 pieces, I have to replace 1,000 pieces. Very big cost for me. Product reliability and litigation costs. Sometimes product liability, I have to pay compensation because of litigation. Interest charges and loss of customer goodwill. That is the worst thing can happen. If I lose customer goodwill, That is the end of my business. And so, if you ask me, what is the thing must be avoided is external failure cost. If you have to run your business, if you have to be really world-class manufacturer, you cannot have external failure cost. I can put like that. Because external failure cost, you will lose the customer goodwill. And a world-class manufacturer cannot lose customer goodwill. Definitely, I can tell you that. COQ can be understood as followed. What? COQ is financial measure of the quality performance. It is essentially measure of lack of quality and can be termed as cost of bad quality or cost of poor quality. Why? Understanding cost of quality helps organizations to develop quality conformance as a useful strategic business tool. When COQ is primarily used to understand, analyze and improve the quality performance. COQ can be used by shop floor personnel as well as a management measure. It can be used as a standard measure to study an organization's performance. Is my quality improving? You can prove that by showing your graph of cost of quality. How? Costs associated with quality are divided into two categories. Cost due to poor quality, cost associated with improving quality. Prevention costs or appraisal costs are associated with cost of improving quality, while failure costs result from poor quality. The organizations which do not follow TQM, there is less emphasis on prevention. Prevention will come when you learn Six Sigma. When you do total quality management. Various studies have shown that quality cost in manufacturing companies, the world over, ranges from 20% to 30% of turnover. In the case of service companies, it can go up to 40% of the turnover. 40% as illustrated in graph on the next slide. Look at this. Quality cost in percentage of sales. Preventive, 1%. Appraisal, 6%. Internal failure, 12%. External failure, 15%. The size of various cost element. Various studies have shown that quality cost in manufacturing companies the world over, 25 to 35%. Money is going down the drain. Not only that, customers are losing the goodwill. We are losing the customer's goodwill. That is the worst part of it. And in case of service companies, I feel that more than supplying products to the customer, more important is to give him service. And in service companies, cost of poor quality or cost of quality can go up to 40%. Look, if I do the prevention, the cost is one rupee. If I do the correction, 10 rupees. If failure at the customer end, the cost is 100 rupees. That is the rule of 1, 10, 100. Look at this beautiful graph. Failure cost comes down, but prevention cost goes up. Okay, let the prevention cost go up if the failure cost is coming down. But then it intersects here. And then the total quality cost, including failure cost plus prevention cost, changes like this. If perfect quality, more perfect quality, the total cost will be more. Less perfect quality will be less, will also be more. But then there is an optimum quality level here, where failure cost also is optimum and prevention cost also is optimum. So you should achieve this balance. That means your failure cost should be controlled and then prevention cost also should be in such that the quality cost is at optimum level. Now, Sigma. We have discussed the Six Sigma. You know, Six Sigma level is a level where the total spread of the process is half of the tolerance. and the defect level is 3.4 defects per million opportunities. You know, if your level is 6 sigma level, then cost is less than 10% of the sales. What is cost? Total quality cost. Quality cost, less than 10%. If your sigma level is 5, it is 10 to 15% of sales. If it is 4, 15 to 20%. If it is 3, 20 to 30%. If it is 2 sigma level, 30 to 40% of sales. And what we have seen earlier? What we have seen earlier, that manufacturing companies, the world over, quality cost is 25 to 30% because their sigma level is only 2 or sigma level is only 3. That emphasizes the importance of Six Sigma. Six Sigma is improving the capability of your process in such a way that your sigma level is such that your total spread of the process is half of the specification. That is what is the Six Sigma level. So, I emphasize that all of you should implement Six Sigma in your organization if you have to reduce the quality cost to this lowest level. Look at this level. We have to have quality cost less than 10% of sale. We cannot afford. Okay, we can have prevention cost, but it should be so optimum that failure cost is at optimum level. And the total quality cost, including prevention and appraisal and internal failure and external failure, the total quality cost is less than 10% of sales. The principal use of quality cost data is to justify and support quality performance improvement. Quality cost data help identify problem areas. If your customer complaints are increasing, that is one Six Sigma project, because I can't lose the goodwill of the customer. So that give me the problem areas. Then if my scrap is increasing, my rework is increasing, my flow is getting affected, and in world-class manufacturing, what we have said, that we don't want any defects. We don't want any losses. And so, the importance of controlling quality cost comes in very, very big importance. To be effective, cost of quality system has to be integrated with other quality information systems. So, ensure that root causes will be addressed. The role of the quality manager is analyze major trends in customer satisfaction. Very, very closely, he should monitor what are the customer complaints, what are the warranty returns, how much we have to give as warranty returns or warranty replacement. The quality manager should very, very closely on day-to-day basis monitor that. These trends should also be used to provide inputs for setting objectives, quality objectives. The role of the quality manager assists the other functions to ensure that costs related to quality are included in their analysis of setting objectives. Even financial objectives also include this. Develop an overall quality strategic plan which incorporates all functional quality objectives and strategic action plans, including plans and budgets. Use of quality cost reporting tool, trends, analytical tool, priorities and trade-offs. What is trade-off? Act of balancing between two opposing situations. And investment tool is ROI. Like that, we should use the information about quality cost. Reporting by trends. Analyzing by priorities and trade-offs. And investment on the basis of ROI. Advantages. Identifying COQ can have several benefits, such as it provides standard measures across the organization and also inter-organization. It builds awareness about importance and it identifies the improvement opportunities. Advantages. Being a cost measure, it is useful at shop floor. Reducing the cost of poor quality is one of the best ways. Aligns quality and goals. Prioritizes problems and provides a means to measure change. Promotes the effective use of resources. Provides incentives. So many benefits. Friends, now I have come to the concluding session of this subject, world-class manufacturing. I have explained to you via various chapters the importance of world-class manufacturing. This world-class manufacturing is not only a group of words. It is a series of, it's a group of concepts which I have explained to you to the best of my ability. Please go through the book. Please study in depth. Come back to me if there are any queries. But really practice this in your life, in your organization, in your day-to-day work. Please practice this because you have to become a great entrepreneur. I will summarize the subjects, summarize the chapters. I have introduced first the idea of world-class manufacturing. Then I have explained the importance of just in time. Because in world-class manufacturing, we must have lean production. We must supply to the customer the materials just in time. We must supply even the internal customers material just in time. We must get material from suppliers just in time. Then only the flow will improve. Then only the wastages will be minimum or zero. I have explained the importance of just in time. Then 5S. 5S will give you the great housekeeping. It will create your workplace very transparent. Then the defects will be very, very clearly known to you. You will have bird's eye view of your workshop, of your organization. Then Pokayoke. Pokayoke will ensure that nothing goes to the customer which is defective. Nothing goes to the even internal customer which is defective. Pokayoke ensures that you are not allowed to make mistake. You are not allowed to make a defect. If you, by mistake, you create a defect, it doesn't go to the next customer because customer will not allow it. You will get alarm, you will get a warning the moment you create a defect. So you are not allowed to make a defect. SMED, for improving the flow, there should be single minute exchange of die so that you can produce small batches and reduce the time in setup. That was told by Dr. Shigeo Shingo to us. Then Kanban. Kanban is the base for just in time. It's a card which gives the message to the previous operation that look, I have now consumed the quantity and now you must supply the quantity in agreed and acceptable lead time. Then total productive maintenance. It is the care which we take of our machines. Because what my boss had told, you take care of the machines, then machines will take care of you. So, worker who is operating the machine, who is taking care of the machine? Who is hearing what machine says? Who is getting the machine repaired if there is a major problem? Total productive maintenance. So that total overall equipment effectiveness improves. Then I spoke about benchmarking. We must learn from others. We should be humble enough to learn from others. Others are better than me. Let me learn from them and implement their good ideas, implement their best practices in my life, in my organization. And then TQM, total quality management, where all the employees are involved in making quality by making improvement in process capability and so on. Then Kaizen, continuous improvement. I spoke about 7 quality tools which ensure that I make the quality at the first place. Quality at source. Then I spoke about Six Sigma. Six Sigma is something which is the ultimate thing which I have learned in my life. Six Sigma is necessary to ensure that every process produces zero defects or near perfection. Six Sigma is one thing which you all must learn to the depth. There is a separate book on Six Sigma. Please go through that book. Please implement Six Sigma in your life. Then lean production system. All these chapters, I have spoken about lean production. And in this chapter, I have given in-depth information about lean production. Then quality at source. Importance of quality at source. Importance of pokayoke. Importance of self-inspection, I have said. Then supplier partnership. Today, we are more and more dependent on supplies. So in some cases, 80% dependence on suppliers. So if you have to improve the quality, if you have to make world-class manufacturing, absolutely, suppliers are very important. No doubt about it. There is no option. There must be a long-term relationship with the supplier. There should be absolute partnership with the supplier. That importance I have spoken. And then, last but not least, is the cost of quality. Cost of prevention, cost of inspection, and cost of internal and external failures. In which I have said that cost of external failure is very high. Because if cost of external failure is high, I lose my customer. I lose the goodwill of the customer. And I can't afford, if I have to become a world-class manufacturer, I can't lose the customer's goodwill. That is the worst thing that can happen. So, I just cannot lose goodwill of the customer. For that, I have to give him good quality. I have to give him just-in-time production. I have to give him whatever he wants as far as the product quality is concerned. I have to control the cost. Finally, it is an unbearable thought in my mind that customer buys my product and says that it is of inferior quality. So I will put my wholehearted efforts so that customer is always happy. If I am able to make my customer happy, if I am able to improve the flow in my line, if I am able to reduce the cost of wastage to zero, then I can say that I am a world-class manufacturer. Please understand each and every chapter to the full depth, including Six Sigma, including quality at source. And then you will really become a world-class manufacturer. Thank you.